You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Water contamination has become a significant problem on a global scale, especially in New Zealand, with over 100,000 people getting ill from drinking dirty water every year. A team of science researchers from the University of Auckland are tackling this problem as they look to investigate a way to detect waterborne contamination using new laser technology. Joe talked to the head researcher of the project, Dr. Alex Resos, and how his research has revolutionised the way we protect our waterways.
Tell me about how water systems become polluted.
There are a multitude of ways, and I think the simplest, most obvious one is nature itself through flooding, for instance, heavy storms and stuff that's not meant to enter our waterways directly. Suddenly inundates the water systems, such as rivers, lakes, ponds, and even drinking water reservoirs, right? And it can be very simple things, such as a soil or tree bugs. These biosystems can only handle so much other stuff. They're here, and that's the magic about nature, but we have the problem with that, right? We don't have time to wait for nature to heal itself. We need water now, not only for nourishment, but for virtually everything. Water's essential.
Your research regarding preventing water contamination is widely regarded as revolutionary. Tell me about it.
It all started a little bit ago, and it started with the dream of changing the world status quo regarding water quality and to have clean water accessible for everyone. Now, sensing is the first step of any improvement, right? And without knowing the effect of your efforts, it's somewhat pointless to make improvements. Therefore, we are currently working on developing an amazing sort of Star Trek-like tricorder handheld device to detect bacteria or even protozoa directly, as well as chemicals such as nitrates and phosphates in water. This will be, you can imagine, a whole water lab in your pocket without the need for consumables, and thus being extremely convenient and easy to use for technicians and people in general. You can scoop up a little water sample, put it in the device, and within seconds or in real time, you have a reading of its microbial and chemical constitution.
How does your research differentiate to measures used to tackle water contamination in the past?
It's a very good question, and we are currently at the stage where we really face challenges with water sensing. So the current state of water sensing, i.e. the traditional ways like laboratory testing, filtration and then incubation of petri dishes, and the whole thing takes like 3 days, and I think the latest technology out there can do it within a day. This is what like standard water labs do for drinking water analysis, and our technology will also be able to detect single pathogens, not only E. coli, but like the pathogens directly, what we are after actually with the E. coli test. And we expect to certify it for drinking water testing in the near future. And our efforts are focused in the formation of a startup called Resource Enterprises Limited to manufacture the tricorder handheld devices for environmental sensing and make them available for everyone as early as possible.
Is there anything that has fascinated or challenged you while in the process?
Well, research itself is the most fascinating thing I can ever imagine. And research is something that we boldly go beyond our known frontiers to explore strange new worlds and seek the unknown and seek the challenge. And so therefore, one of the challenges was what I identified was the water issue that is not only in New Zealand but globally, right? And to date, we don't have an adequate solution for that challenge. And so I made it to my, if you can call it devotion or something, to actually cause a change in the world status quo regarding water quality and put an end to the lack of a rapid sensing method that is also reliable, right? So this is what I find most fascinating, what drives me, that fires my rockets throughout my research career. It's all rooted and inaccessibility of adequate technology. People and companies try measuring water, and there are, even in my PhD, I've developed a sensor for liquid, and everybody has used the same type of sensor that is available from scientific literature. And I was like adapting this technology too, because it seemed to be like a very cost efficient solution. But then when you actually dive deeper into the problematic and the research and the challenges, then you figure out, well, there's actually a lot of gap to develop and to push the current technology to a state where you actually can reliably use it. That is the whole PhD topic, and was my PhD topic. And now we have a type of sensor that can detect like molecular changes within transformer oils, for instance, to monitor their degradation. And that is very critical and essential, and wasn't really possible before my research.
How would you say New Zealand has dealt with their water contamination problem?
Well, I think I don't need to say this, that has been said over the past 10 years or something across the ever-changing government and political directions. There was I think one of the few one consistent trajectories and major concerns in New Zealand and globally, right? And yeah, I mean, people do get sick, and this is yeah, one of the root causes is really why that we don't have adequate water sensing technology in place that can, like, on the fly, in real time, inform the people of the state of decontamination.
Are there any other ways you're looking to aid your research?
That's a very good question. Obviously, we are a bunch of researchers at the University of Auckland, about like 10 staff, like professors and research fellows. And so that makes us very, very strong at tech development and that's what we're doing. And we would love to get in touch with people working on waters who face sensing challenges. This would help us during our research to a more tightly focused applied direction, which helps all of us earlier than later.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Alex Resos speaking to Joe about a water contamination study. Alex believes that clean drinking water is a human right and hopes it will be accessible to all. He says he hopes to create a way for us to be readily able to see if water is polluted or not through this technology he is working on, so that people can safely swim or drink water without contamination. Thank you so much for that one, Joe.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.